we stepped out into the sunlight. You could see straight across the lawn to the edge of the woods. It was a calm, pretty sight, and I could see why she wanted to come out here sometimes. I heard a match light, and when I turned, she was huffing on a cigarette. "When did you start smoking?" I asked, surprised. She just shrugged like she wasn't interested in talking about that. "Don't tell. I'll get kicked off cheerleading if Miss Gibson finds out." I nodded, looking her up and down, noticing little things for the first time about how Allie was changing. She'd used to pull her hair up in all these girly doodads like the other cheerleaders, but now she just let it hang. It fell in little strands around her shoulders, almost straight but not quite. She was real cute still, just not all dolled up the way the other cheerleaders were. And she wore army boots with her short skirt. Lots of other girls wore hiking boots or army boots, but the cheerleaders didn't seem to wear anything clunky. She was starting to look like somebody else, like one of the techies or the artists or something. Like she didn't relate to the girls she had always hung with anymore. I watched her blow smoke in a stream like some sort of a pro and felt bad that she had obviously changed a lot, almost right under my nose, and I hadn't noticed. "So what's up, Allie?"
"I just feel things," she said, staring at the woods. "I don't have any proof. I don't want to tell just anybody because they'll use it to hurt Chris. You know, spread mean things about him."
I waited, seeing her take a long drag off the cigarette. She said,
"So you can't tell anyone?"
"I won't."
"I think Chris snapped. I think he flipped out from a combo of everything. School, being lonely, but mostly because of his parents."
"You talk to him?" I asked.
"Yeah, I talk to him sometimes."
She shrugged.
"As much as you can talk to a kid who grabs onto you like a magnet if you so much as smile at him." "Mostly he talked. I listened. I was afraid to say anything back very often, because one time in 8th grade, I told him a bunch of garbage about my family. I don't know what came over me. He was there, out on his lawn, and I was like in desperate need of someone to talk to. I waved. That was all he needed. He came over, and after I dumped on him, he informs me the next day that he's all into Eastern religions. You know, reincarnation and all that stuff. He told me I was his long-lost brother from a past life.